Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles the product details and pricing. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
John Estes.
John, nice to meet you, John. John, I know you were speaking here briefly with Jan. He's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did he do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, did you have any specific questions, aside from the pricing, like details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the pricing?
I'm just wondering the pricing right now.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'll be happy to go over the pricing with you. Now, I do need to let you know that the major benefit to the position is it did just become available within the area today, so we are filling it within the area. Once we begin working with you on the front page of Google, what we would do is close out the category, and we wouldn't work with anybody else that does what you do, making the program fully exclusive. We'd only work with one business per category per area, so we can ensure you that you'd be getting all the exposure and visibility directly to J.C. Estes Interiors, and we wouldn't be working with any of your competitors. But we did qualify our Platinum Package. It has all the tools that's needed in order for you to be very successful. Now, also, I see here that you have jcestesinteriors.com as a website already. I was actually taking a peek at that. So since we wouldn't have to build you a website, I can offer you 50% off from what we originally charge. Now, normally, the pricing is set on a month-per-month basis with no contracts, but we do also, even though it's offered on a month-per-month basis with the pricing, we offer it to start off with as a two-month verbal agreement. That way it gives you the option of giving it a fair shot and seeing how well it works for you, and then it makes us performance-based. In order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the third month comfortably, it's up to us to provide your results within the two-month time frame that makes you happy. Now, also, the pricing. Normally, it's $499 with a $199 programming fee. What I'm able to do for you is waive the entire programming fee and reduce the $499 to $199, getting you at the programming cost, but it would be locked in at that discounted rate. That would not go up on you. It would be $199. There's no other hidden fees involved. And that would be
that's
on a month
per month.
Monday. Yes, with no contracts. Mm-hmm. Now, John, all of the program details, like I said, is very affordable for everything that's provided for you. Not only are you going to be provided on the front page of Google where calls could come directly to you without you having to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee, but you would also be placed with first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. We also help your ranking of the company by placing you on 60 directories that are very popular in your area. Mainly, the bigger, more popular ones that we place you on are the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then also, we're going to be providing you with the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody, they do internet searches from their cell phones, and their locations typically always change it whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your company. That way you do appear to show up from anybody searching from anywhere they'd be searching, from any kind of iPhone, Android, and we cover you on all tablets out there. And then with your website, we don't just leave it out there to linger for hopefully in hopes that people find it. We would actually promote it on the front page of Google with your business. That way clients would always be driven to it, and you would receive more phone calls towards your company due to having the website attached there. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, all right, give me one second here, please. All righty, sorry, my computer froze for a moment. All right. And then also, what we're going to do for you is, if anybody, just kind of give you a general idea, if anybody goes online and they're typing in, like, any keywords related to a service that you're offering, whether it be, like, remodeling contractors, basement remodel, any keywords related to a service that you're offering, let me ask you, though, I mean, if we were to get you found on the front page, I found that on your website, the basement remodeling. What other skill sets do you have other than the carpentry? Like, what other services are you doing?
Well, none, but if I have a builder partner that I work with, that, and he has subcontractors if I need electrical and stuff done, so.
Oh, understood, okay.
I don't do stuff that I'm not qualified for, that one, you have to have a license for.
I hear you. Absolutely. Well, the reason, I'm here. The reason I ask is because we get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. So if anybody goes online and they type any of the services that you're offering into the search bar, then we make sure that you would be found as a top recommended option when those searches are being conducted. That way, obviously, you'd receive phone calls for those exact services. So we don't want to get you found for services that you don't offer or calls from areas that you don't want to service within. Our goal is to get you programmed into the areas that you want to work in, and you're getting calls for the services that you want to offer to the clients. So that's our goal for us. But let me ask you, I mean, after hearing the discounted rate of $199, I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be doing, but how many clients would we have to bring you every month in order to offset the price of the program and make it become profitable for you?
Well, just a couple, because mostly, usually average is $1,500 to $3,000 on the job that I'm charging, you know what I mean?
I hear you. Well, now, the reason I ask is because I did pull up the analytics in your area. Now, the analytics that I pulled up was the Redford area, but I wanted to see how many searches were conducted in the outside surrounding area. So I just typed in remodeling contractors in the, from the Redford area and a 30-mile radius. Now, it shows me here in the last 30-day time frame, so it's in a month time frame. It's been searched just over 1,000 times. It shows me 1,006. Now, I would never say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,000 jobs. That could be because it's spring. A lot of people are doing services and they're getting the tax returns and stuff like that. But I would never say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,000 phone calls towards your company for remodeling. That's just not realistic whatsoever. But our goal here, it is to place your company in front of a percentage of those. Now, the way we can do that for you is we would go into each individual area and program your company in front of the audiences that are looking for those services. Once we get you found in front of the eyes that are looking for those services in the areas that you're offering, that you want to target in, that's going to lead a large majority of those phone calls from those consumers towards your company. But also, if you break that down and we brought you even 1% of that, worst case scenario, that would still lead around 10 phone calls towards your company. And what we found out is by having the phone calls come directly to you by consumers out there that's already looking for the services you offer, it's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer giving you that phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on the front page when they're doing that search. But right now, the searches are in demand. So it's definitely going to be something that does benefit you highly. But again, that's why we offer the services here monthly with no contracts. We offer it monthly on a two-month verbal agreement because we've been in business for 17 years. But in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the following month comfortably, it's up to us to provide you results within that two-month time frame. But with these services that are included, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your business, right?
Right.
Okay, well, it's definitely going to be – go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we definitely is going to be something that we can make you happy with, but did you have something that you were going to say?
Well, I'm thinking about it. For $200, I guess 2 months wouldn't – a verbal agreement for 2 months wouldn't be – I could see how it does. It can't be worse than Angie. I've been getting maybe – 2 to 3 calls a week, but like I said, half of them are for services I do,
Oh, wow. Yeah, and I don't really hear too many good things about Home Advisor services, but this is definitely going to be something that works a lot better for you because the calls are going to be coming to you and we're going to focus. And also with Angie's, They can't work exclusively with just you. They work with you and all of your competitors and everybody else out there. So they don't only sell that lead to you, but they sell it to 5 or 6 of your competitors in the same
area. I ain't buying leads. I'm paying monthly, And, but so far I've dealt with some unprofessional things and I'm not sure I'm happy with them yet. It's only been a month.
Mm-hmm. Well, with our services, we're definitely gonna make you happy with the results that we show you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, John.
Well, the thing is, like I was telling the other guy, I don't want to work in Detroit. There's no money there, and it's dangerous going into the neighborhood. So, That's my thing. And that's where he first put me, and I told him that to start off at Angie's, and he put me in Detroit. That's all the only area that was lit up on my map. So I was, and it took him a week to fix it, over a week to fix it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we do is we conduct what we call a client interview with you. Before we do anything, obviously, we have to conduct that client interview with you. That way we gather all the correct information from you. It's a phone interview that we conduct with you where we gather all the information with the areas that you want to target in for the service, like the keyword content. And also we go over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly and, of course, promoting you properly on the front page with all the correct services and getting you found in the areas that you want to be found in. So those are our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google that collect all that information from you. Okay, but like I said, John, we're going to make you very happy with the services. We're going to it's going to be something that we make – it's going to work more beneficial for you than HomeAdvisor – or Angie's Leads, excuse me. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly here on the front page, what I would have to do here, John, is just verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we have everything accurate. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 734-812-4643, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we also have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area as well. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that you're in. I found that address listed for you as 15337 Dixie. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
It's a home address. I just work out of my home, so.
Okay, so what if it's a home address? We never showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden, but what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the service area that you be, they know the area you'd be coming to service them from, but they don't know directions to your home.
Yeah.
Okay, and then in Redford out there, is that 48239?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, John, you said your last name was Estes, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just putting two and two together from the business name as well. And then also, what would be the best email address to use for you or your company?
JC Estes, the number one, at Gmail.
Okay, simple enough. All righty. JC Estes, number one, at gmail.com. All righty. And then as far as your hours of operation go for the business? I found on the Angie's Leads, it says Sunday's closed, but Monday through Saturdays is 8 to 6. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All righty. And then also, when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for you?
Yes, I just got done setting all that stuff up. I'm going to get a credit card reader for my bank, but... For now, I have PayPal and Zelle, whatever, through them, but I haven't got the actual reader yet.
Okay.
The credit card reader.
That's completely fine. I mean, I give you two forms of contact. You get my direct phone number so you can reach me directly, and also in case I'm away from my desk. For whatever reason, I give you client support's number. That way, if when you get that credit card reader or you want anything changed or adjusted on the account, you can reach a live agent so they can get that done immediately for you.
Well, I can still take credit cards. It's just cheaper for me to get the reader. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
All. They charge less if you have the reader. So.
Oh, understood. Okay. All righty. So I'll go ahead and list those on there. But like I said, if anything for the future you want to add on there, you're always able to do so. Okay. Just let us know that you want to add it or change it in there, and we can do that for you immediately. And then now also, did you have any other forms of media out there for the business? Like did you have social media or like Facebook and Instagram, anything like that?
No, not right now. My son's in college for graphic arts. He designed the website and the logo and all that stuff. So, he was going to do that, set it up maybe on Facebook, but I don't know if I'm going to do that yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you have a, like, obviously you don't have a business page, but do you have a personal Facebook or anything like that or no?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I ask is because we do run Facebook ads for you, so I just want to make sure if you already have that one built, we can run the Facebook ads. That way we get you found outside of the local area that you're in. And then also, yeah. John, and then if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email? Or does any of the above kind of work?
Any of the above works.
Any of the above? Okay. And then, like I said earlier, what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you over an email. The email is going to fall into your inbox. It will be labeled as client support. That way you know it's from me, but it will have the two forms of contact in there. That way you can reach a live agent, which would be me. My number is located at the very bottom of the email, and client support's number is at the very top of the email.
Yeah.
All right, so give me one more second here to make sure that that's sent over to you successfully. I just pressed the send button, and it shows me the email did send over to you successfully, John, so that is sitting in your inbox. Now, the last thing that we need to do here, in order for us to be able to actually secure the listing and start the programming itself, that would be actually securing the listing at the discounted rate. In order to secure the listing today, what would work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for the business?
Debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Well, the debit card has my old business from years ago name on it. I just changed everything over. I haven't changed the account yet, though.
Understood.
To my new company name.
Gotcha. Okay. All righty. So if it's this debit card, it should read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat the numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Then you're just taking 200 today, right?
199. And you do get an invoice sent over to you via email showing you that 199 came out of your account.
Okay. 4034.
Okay.
9000.
Okay.
3656.
Okay.
0640.
And the expiration month and year?
224.
And the little code that's on the back?
389.
Okay, and is that card connected to the address that we have, the 15337 Dixie?
Yes.
Okay, all righty. Now, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, John. That means the card is coded out. But before I do code out the card, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4034-9000. 3656-0640, and then February of 24 and 389.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But what I'm going to do now is I'm putting together your package, but also going over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Okay, now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, that way I have a firm understanding of what it asked you, just feel free to stop me and I'll address that question a different way. That way I have a firm understanding, but it's pretty self-explanatory. But John, it reads as follows. Okay, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
J.C. Estes Interiors.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
John Estes, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But John, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What's that now?
Okay. Now, basically, what that means is if another company, we're offering a full A to Z marketing campaign for you. So basically what we're saying is,
I thought you were Google itself. What's Local Splash?
Local Splash, we're a premier Google channel partner. So Google will never call out to the general public. They reach out to their channel partners when they have positions available in the areas for programming. They'll never reach out to the general public. That's why they have 8 channel partners in the U.S. and 40 in the entire world that handle their online listings.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering. Repeat that last question.
Yes, sir. So we don't want you double paying for a service. So basically what we're saying is if another company calls you and they're offering you some sort of marketing or advertising, we just ask that you would give us a call before moving forward with that other company if you decide to, so we can make sure you don't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you here.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. And then also, John, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that would be charged today's date. That's going to be March 30th, 2022, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $199. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 30th, but it will renew in that same discounted amount of $199. That rate will never go up on you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is run the $199. As soon as that does go through, I'm going to be giving you a confirmation email showing you that $199 came out of your account. And then what I'm also going to be doing is setting you up for your client interview. Now, the client interview process, that's when you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, the areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Okay, so I'm looking at their calendar right now. I'm not sure what your schedule looks like. Unfortunately, I can't get you in today. We are all booked out. We are very busy, but I can get you in tomorrow. I do have all day available. What does your schedule look like tomorrow? I do have, let me see here. Right now, I believe it's around just about 2:14 in Redford?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's the time it is right now?
Yes.
Okay, so I can get you in. How does 11 a.m. tomorrow work?
That should be fine.
That should be fine. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and program you in to get a call tomorrow at 11 a.m. They're going to be calling you on the number that we're speaking on, the 734-812-4643 number, just to kind of clarify that with you. Okay. And then also I'm going to be sending you over a calendar invite letting you know that that will be taking place tomorrow, and an hour before the interview takes place, you get a text message sent over to you letting you know that it's going to be taking place soon. All right.
Okay.
And then, give me a moment here while I get you all programmed in there to make sure nobody takes up the spots. Client interview. And then I got to send you over the invite right now to JC Estes 1. Calendar. There it is. All right. So I just sent you the invite right now. You should be receiving that here momentarily in your email. And then also, John, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service for you. Now, I do need you for another minute or two. We can provide you a dashboard. I do need to provide you your username for that. Now, are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yes.
Go ahead and pull up your emails for me, please. And you should have one that's in there, the calendar invite, and also you should have one that says, like, welcome to Local Splash and Local Splash initial invoice.
It's loading.
Absolutely.
All right, there's one from Tyler Levenberg, Local Splash, something.
Yep. So you see the one that says Local Splash initial invoice?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and click into that for me. The initial invoice is going to show you what's about the fifth line down. When you click in there, it's going to show you, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah, it's a bunch of stuff on here. Yeah, I'm out Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yes, yeah, so yeah, you clicked on that link, so perfect. Now that would be the page that I would need you to be on. So if you scroll all the way down for me on that Terms of Experience page, you see all the way down at the bottom where it says like where there's a DocuSign signature box.
Yeah.
Okay, you see right above that, there's a little checkbox that says I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and accurate. You would check that box first, and then you would also sign your name at the very bottom. Now, what's going to happen when you confirm it is it locks you into that discounted rate of $199 because we don't even offer that on our website, but it also takes you to another page that says Local Splash username and password, and that would be the page that I would need you to be on. So let me know when you confirm your signature, and I can give you that information.
Do I click on sign or I just go click in the box and put my name in there?
You would click on the box and click your, and put your name in there.
Okay.
Okay. Now let me know when you get to that other page, when you confirm it.
Not in there.
Okay. Now the password.
Because username and password.
Perfect, perfect. Now, the username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on, the 734 area code first, 812-4643. And the password, that's created for you and given to you at the time of the client interview. They create it for you right then and there during the interview, and they provide it for you before the client interview is over. That way you can get into your client dashboard. But,
okay.
That's the only requirement that we have from you today, John. They'll walk you through on how to get into back to that page so you can get in there tomorrow. But also, I do want to ask here, before my agents give you a call tomorrow, did you have any other questions or, that I can answer for you in the meantime?
No, not right now.
Okay, well, if you happen to think of any or you have any in general, just feel free to call into us. You have our contact information. But like I said, if not, just wait for that call tomorrow. We'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, John, well, I appreciate your time and the opportunity to earn your business. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye now.